What smells, Nick? Did you burn the coffee again?
It's not the coffee, it's the smog.
Smog? We're indoors.
It's killing me. Hey, I tried to run my 3 miles this morning and I could only make 100 yards.
Oh, come on, man. Smog does not come from cigarettes.
It helps.
Listen here. The Indians sucked their pipes all through this neighborhood before you guys got here. Wasn't no smog then.
What do you mean, you guys?
I mean, the place was already ruined by the time I arrived.
Well, I think it's bad enough today without you making it worse.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, Barn, don't you think the pollution is bad enough without having to breathe Harris's smoke?
Look, nobody's forcing you.
Oh, come on.
I think Detective Harris is going to demonstrate the judgment and consideration he has always shown in the past during difficult and uncomfortable situations.
Put it out?
Thank you.
Thanks, Harris.
No, man, it probably wouldn't bother you if you didn't breathe through your mouth all the time.
I only breathe through my mouth when I'm talking.
Uh-huh.
Morning.
Good morning, Batista.
Yamana, could you give me a hand with this, please? Never mind. No comprendo. A mi modo de ver es eso. Hables muy chistoso. Quiero ayudar con la mano.
Batista. You know, none of us would think any the less of you if you wrote your name down at the bottom.
I did, but somebody with a sense of humor changed it.
Must have been somebody from the late watch.
It's okay, I can take a yoke. But what I cannot take is filthiness and obscenity and no respect for women. Hi there, is this Antoine? Oh, this is Maria. See, I got your message. You know, the one at the subway. The 14th Street Station, ladies' rooms. Was that a promise or just idle words on tile? Of course, the sooner the better. Where are you, honey? Uh-huh. Of course I know where that is, silly. Okay, see you in 15 minutes. Ese pato lunático creep!
What was that all about?
I'm gonna pick that guy up, Captain Miller. You never read such a filthy proposition in your life.
What did you say?
Batista, I can understand you being angry, but unfortunately, graffiti has become a rather common and accepted form of expression in New York.
What did it say?
Nick!
Okay, do you want to know what it said? Come on, I'll show you. I copied it down for evidence. There. Can you believe that?
3 exclamation points.
No, those are mine. But it was on the wall in the ladies' room. That means he was in there.
Let me see it. Oh, just professional opinion.
Listen, guys go into ladies' rooms. That's illegal.
Listen, why don't you turn it over to Vice?
Oh, come on, Captain. I put a lot of time into this one.
Batista, do you realize you made more busts this week than all of us put together?
Well, I'm just trying to do my job, sir.
Well, relax. Take it easy.
It's too complicated to be obscene.
Come on, Captain, just this once. Let me go get him.
Okay, but take somebody with you.
Oh, no. This is something I can do myself.
I don't think so.
All right. But take a uniform.
Yes, sir. Oh, Fish.
Morning, Fish. Fish.
Good morning,
Gerald. You all right?
Oh, I'll be fine, Bondi. It's just a smog. I swallowed a piece.
Yeah, Nick, get some water, will you?
Sure. Anybody see the strainer?
Don't worry, I'll be fine.
You sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
All right, take it easy.
Fish, Bernice called.
What does she want?
I don't know. Nick took the message. It's probably on your desk.
is from beneath.
Tearing me up. I can't even see the type.
There's one good thing about being Oriental. We don't expose a lot of eye.
Does it say anything in there about the smog getting better?
Nope, but it could be worse.
Yeah, how?
You hear about the London smog?
No.
In 1952, 4,000 people died overnight.
Hey, Harris, did you hear that?
Mouth breathers.
Gentlemen, we are in a full-fledged first-stage smog alert. Nan South advises all police officers are cautioned to restrict their movements. Smog.
All right, got it. Barney?
You?
We got a jumper.
Oh, wonderful. Where?
The Brooklyn Bridge. She's threatening to jump if anybody comes near her.
Brooklyn Bridge? Why didn't they call Brooklyn?
She's right in the middle of the bridge.
So why did dispatch call us?
Well, they said the wind's blowing this way.
Ah. Okay, good. Take it.
I'm on with Harris today.
Nick can take it.
Well, I can do my own job. Besides, you gotta know how to talk to jumpers.
I tell a pretty good joke.
Fish, it's really rotten out there today, so take it easy.
What is it? A little talk, a little listening. They trust me. I find them a reason for living.
It's you I'm concerned about.
Don't worry, I'll find a reason someday.
I'm glad you're going, Fish. It'll be refreshing to talk to someone who has a sense of humor and enjoys a little sophisticated and pungent conversation.
Sure.
Hey, you bought brown sugar.
I don't know.
Yeah, whoever did, brown sugar's a lot healthier for you than the refined stuff. This is brown sugar.
Now it is.
Hey, brought up your mail.
Yeah, thanks. Dump it on the desk, sir.
Sure. Got a woman up here now, I hear.
Huh?
A woman detective, right? What's her name?
Batista.
Burns you up, right? Sticking you with a woman and passing over a lot of good guys because they're too short?
Batista's okay.
Don't blame you, but there's nothing we can do about it because it's all politics. It ain't what you are, it's who you know.
Where's the mail?
I'm 5'6¼".
Yeah, so?
I thought you asked.
No, I asked for the mail.
I already brought it up.
Okay, you inside.
Look, I didn't mean to hurt anyone. Everybody does it. Nobody ever gets arrested.
Well, you are going to be famous because you are going to be first.
Batista, right?
That's right.
Puerto Rican?
100%.
What are you, 4'6", 4'7"?
5 feet.
Sure. Got the whole world by the tail.
This our author?
Mr. Antoine McCarthy. Disorderly conduct and resisting arrest.
Resisting arrest?
I didn't know who she was.
I identify myself as a police officer.
I thought she was just fooling around, you know, to break the ice.
Mr. McCarthy, you defaced city property. What's more, in a particularly vulgar manner.
It wasn't even clean enough to be vulgar. Come sit down over here, please. I wrote down what you wrote down. Dirty, filthy smut.
If you want to catch a person's eye, I mean, you're competing with a lot of other stuff.
What were you doing in the ladies' washroom?
What do you want me to do? Hang around bars?
Well, precinct, we'll show it. Yeah, Harris. Yeah, just a minute. Farn. Fish talked the jumper down and then he collapsed. They hauled him away in an ambulance.
Harris? What? What hospital did they take him to? All right, bring her in. Smog, he couldn't breathe, he just collapsed. Call Bellevue. Harris thinks that they took him to Bellevue.
12 precinct, Yamana. Oh, hi, Bernice. No, he's not here yet. I guess you keep missing each other.
Give me an emergency.
No, he'll be back in a few moments. I'll have him call you. She wants to hang on.
No, a fish. Philip K. Fish. And he would have come in just in the last few minutes.
Tell him it's a respiratory case.
Yeah, I already told him, Barn. They got about 150 cases like that in the emergency ward. You can hear him coughing and wheezing.
Barney, Bernice is hanging on.
Oh, my God. Tell her he's busy, can't talk to her now. Tell her he's got some very important business he's got to take care of.
Bernice, he's in the bathroom. He'll get back to you.
Okay, Miss Pettit, here we are.
I don't care where we are.
Would you like some coffee?
No, thank you.
Tea?
I don't want any coffee or tea. Or friendship, or flowers, or love, or children, or a man. I don't want any of that garbage.
How about a chair?
Who's our jumper?
This is Miss Renee Pettit, Barney. This is Captain Miller. What's the news on Fish?
Still trying to locate him.
But I thought he went to Bellevue.
We must have rerouted him to another hospital. They're very crowded over there.
Oh,
he'll be all right. He'll be all right. You better make arrangements for, because it's going to be a long time before they get here.
Okay, Barney.
What time is it?
What difference does it make?
I like to keep track of the day as it goes along. Do you mind?
11:15.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Barney. They lost Fish.
He's dead?
I don't know. I don't know where he is.
Oh, for God's sakes, Waljo, will you choose your words more carefully?
I'm sorry, Barn. I meant that they don't know where he is at Bellevue, and they don't know which ambulance went where, and I couldn't get any information
from
anybody.
Okay, try another hospital. Try Metropolitan or Beekman Downtown or St. Vincent.
Right.
Man's got to be somewhere. You don't lose an entire policeman.
Right.
Barney? The people at Bellevue said they're not going to be able to take Miss Pettit right away.
All right, write her up and make her as comfortable as possible.
Okay, Bonnie. Would you mind to have a seat over here, please? We need a little information.
Do you have any aspirin?
Sure.
Wind on that bridge gave me a headache. Not only am I flat-chested, I've also got sinus trouble.
The fountain is right there, ma'am.
You got the time?
No.
Got a pen?
No.
Okay, step right over here, Miss Pettit. Miss Pettit?
Any news on Fish, Captain?
No, we're still trying to locate him.
McCarthy don't got no priors.
Fine.
They're probably gonna go easy on him.
Probably.
It was a good bust, though, huh?
Yeah. From a technical viewpoint.
He's probably gonna get off clean.
Well, not exactly clean. Man's already been humiliated and embarrassed.
You want me to let him go?
It's your collar, Batista. It's your decision.
That's right.
However, a misdemeanor citation, a lecture on respect for women.
Is that my decision?
It's up to you.
It's not bad.
Don't worry about it. He's not going to write on any more walls.
Oh,
nearest relative?
I guess that'd be my husband.
You're married, Miss Pettit?
It was sort of a handshake.
And his name?
Frankie something.
We'll come back to that one. Your address, please.
He promised me a kid. I think I'd be good with kids.
Oh, I'm sure you would, but right now I need an address.
He kept on saying we were going to have a baby. But nothing ever happened. He lied to me.
You live in this area here?
He had himself fixed, you know what I mean?
Heard of it.
Can you imagine somebody doing that to another person?
No, I can't imagine somebody doing that to another person.
Your address, please. Miss Pettit, your address.
I got a desk appearance ticket from McCarthy Antoine. What kind of name is that?
Hey, Levitt, over here.
Oh, you're a bust, huh?
Is that the ticket?
So what did he do? Spit on a sidewalk?
Give me the ticket.
Homicide, burglary?
Ave Maria, give me the ticket. He writes on the bathroom walls.
What?
Okay, McCarthy. Out of the cage.
What?
You're being released with a desk appearance ticket.
What's the rush?
This ticket requires you to appear in court on the day specified on the ticket.
Well, look, I don't mind waiting here.
Look, I'm trying to be nice to you. Come on, don't cause me no trouble. Move it out.
Write some bathroom walls? I do that.
Okay, Mr. McCarthy. Goodbye.
Well, listen, thanks for everything.
You're welcome. Vaya con Dios.
It was nice to have met you.
Likewise. I'm sure.
Sit down, Miss Pettit, please.
I don't want to sit down. I want to leave.
Miss Pettit, please.
No, I really have to go. I know what you're thinking, but you're all wrong. I just want to go home and get organized. You see, the windows are open in my apartment. The smog will rot my curtains.
Just wait right in here. You'll be very happy.
Give you my word. No more bridges. It was all a joke, don't you understand? A joke. God's sake, doesn't anybody here have a sense of humor?
Shame.
You're not kidding. I'd be detective right now if I was a woman.
You know, I understand things like that can be arranged.
What, are you kidding? I wouldn't go through something like that. Weird doctors cut you up, making guys into broads. You don't come out any taller.
Fish.
Fish!
Barney, Fish is here.
Fish!
My God, are you all right?
Yeah, sure. I just gotta wear this mask for a few days when I go outside.
Where the hell were you? We called every hospital in the city.
I didn't go to the hospital. I had a little oxygen in the ambulance, and I felt okay, so I asked them to let me out.
What are you talking about? No ambulance would let you out in the middle of the street.
The gun helped. Then I took a subway.
Let's go see a fish.
Why? What did you do?
Nothing. Nothing. She's all ready. Okay. Miss Pettit?
Yeah? Hello?
Let's go. I'm going to take you downstairs.
Yeah, sure.
555-9970.
Good evening, Captain Miller.
Oh, good evening there, Levitt.
Batista, huh? You think she's gonna make it?
Well, she's a hard worker.
Yeah, it makes sense if you can get somewhere. I mean, you don't mind breaking your neck if somebody upstairs takes notice of you once in a while, pats you on the shoulders, says to you, nice job, well done. Hang in there, Levitt. Well, if you're going to knock yourself out, nobody knows you're alive. You might as well go to Maine and become a fisherman. Forget it, Captain. It don't matter.
Good night, Levitt. Hang in there.
The roof leaks, there's a crack in the ceiling, and the kitchen faucet makes a loud noise. But it's still a place where you'd probably feel right at home. It's the Taylor's House in Mayberry, and Barney Fife Realtor is out to sell it. That's next on TV Land. Stay tuned.